Whether you're a reader or not, you should definitely check out the Think Tank blog. It's a blog written for us and focuses on the things that affect us and that we hardly ever discuss. Visit thethinktankblog.com or search the Twitter hashtag thethinktankblog for posts and updates. Go read, think, comment, and share.
What's up? What's happening? You're not tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. Follow me on Twitter at KP underscore Trill. I'm in here with the best podcast co-host I can possibly ask for, with the addition of a special guest filling in for somebody.
You're a special guest.
Jay Gray.
I'm the special guest. Cool.
No, I'm just saying.
name is Jay Gray. You can follow me on Twitter at Jay Gray 2.
Day.
What's up with it, man? Y'all can follow me on Twitter. It just called me Day.
Slim.
Hey, you can follow me at ambitious underscore slim.
Okay, Tink is out. She her birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday to Tink.
Turn up.
She went out of town. So we got a special guest sitting in today. You can follow her on Twitter at Diana Pumps. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir. Yes.
Oh, thank you for joining us today. Short notice.
For sure.
We're gonna jump.
Shizzle.
We're gonna try to jump right into it. We got a letter from one of our Real Thinker listeners.
How much proof is enough proof? I have a lady friend who's dating another friend of mine. Now, she met him a while ago, and and at that time, everything was cool. They started talking. It came out that he was still living with his baby's mom. He told her that he was stuck in a lease with her, so he just sleeps on the couch, and there's nothing he can do about it. Until one day, I'm out, and I see him and the baby mama hugged up, kissing and junk. Now, I had a conversation with him about it instead of going back to her. He went to her saying that I'm hating on their relationship and he didn't want me talking to her. He didn't want her talking to me. Well, she called me and I told her what I saw. She didn't believe me and said I was just trying to break them up since I was going through one myself. Well, actually, didn't talk to her for a year. So I got fed up and reached out to her to see how everything was going. Here's where the Lipton comes in.
Lipton?
Tea.
Oh.
They moved to Texas together and everything was cool. She went through his phone one day and she saw he was texting another girl about sex. She confronts him and he admits to getting head while he was drunk, but the text says otherwise. So she kicked him out of the bed instead of the entire house because it's only the two of them there. He sleeps in the hallway by the bedroom door every night. That was the check-in number one. Check-in number two was initiated by her. Everything was fine. They were happy at some amusement park. I get a message saying, search this name on Facebook. Now I open the app and screenshot the first profile that comes up. Apparently some other girl has texted her on Facebook saying she needs to check her man. He's lying about their relationship. Meanwhile, he's laying next to her the whole time. The girl is sending screenshots of their conversation, and sure enough, he's saying that he's stuck in a lease and can't leave and sleeping on the couch. Sounds familiar? The girl said they met on some dating app, and she can search by location. She downloads it and makes a fake profile message and messages him. They proceed to talk, and he's flirting with her, asking her what she's looking for, asking for news and if she wants to meet up. Basically, he's cheating on her with her, and he doesn't even know it. My question is, how much proof is enough proof?
I guess she might have to just, like, catch him with his dick in the cheek for her to believe
it. I think she's
caught him twice. Yeah, it's like, and even then, you know, he probably going to pull the old Jedi mind trick. Like, you going to believe me or your lying ass?
Yeah.
Man, this ain't what it looked like, baby. I mean, shit.
It wasn't me.
I think the one thing I want to pull out of this whole thing is the fact that she turned on her friend, stopped talking to him for a year because he told her what he actually saw. And she got mad. Like, I think you need to stop doing that. Like, because now you're confiding in this same friend that told you initially before you even moved to Texas about what was going on. And now you're talking to him, confiding in him, telling him that you have actual proof that he's been cheating. Like, from Facebook, the page, like, you got a lot of stuff going on. Like, you need to start. I know sometimes we have friends that don't mean us any good, but we do have genuine friends that genuinely mean us some good. Sometimes you got to listen. Even if you don't take the advice, listen. Don't say forget you or you hate. Listen. You need that. It'll open your eyes to certain things. She chose to be blind, and she moved out of town. She's still choosing to be blind. So I don't feel sorry for her. She's had enough proof to say, you know what? It's a wrap. But she keeps going. So I don't feel sorry for her. Keep doing whatever you do, fool.
I still had the same thing happen to me with one of my exes. We became friends, and she was telling me about this guy. I knew this was a red flag right here when she said that he told her, we should make a baby together. And she said, why? And he said, because I swag the same. I said, you need to not fuck with him.
What the same?
I swag the same. You wear Jordans. I wear Jordans. So and our baby will wear Jordans. Exactly. And I said,
Jordan,
I said, you probably need to start fucking with him right now. You feel me? So then later on goes down the line and she tells me, we stopped talking for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. And she tells me they moved in together. So you like didn't learn from my lesson of just moving in with somebody or something or whatever.
How long had they been together before they moved in?
Probably about 6-7 months maybe. Mm-hmm. But look, so she got mad when I said that. She was like, everybody relationship ain't like what you went through. You know what I'm saying? You was with a dog ass bitch and you know she going off. I was like, okay, cool, bam. I was like, man, I'll be right here with the I told you so whenever you ready for it. Couple months go past, I don't hear from her. I get a Facebook message. She was like, can I come see you? I need to talk to you. She come to the house, she crying. She telling me how the relationship got abusive after he lost his job.
Physically.
He would take the car and her debit card, spend all her money, drive all the gas out the car so they got put out the apartment they was in, all type of stuff. Like, you feel me? So
plotting baby boy.
Yeah.
I was thinking of
Snoop got out. Snoop, she was
so yeah,
Snoop.
You know what I'm saying? It was, I was just
give
like,
keys to my car, Jody. You ain't
I didn't even want to hit her with that. I told you so. You feel me? Because I feel bad,
yeah. You can't,
you know what I'm saying? Same time, and you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you gotta let people smack that brick wall. You really can't tell them.
Some people gotta hit it more than once in order for them to wake up. So,
yeah,
I had to learn how to just if they ask me for advice, then whatever. But I'm gonna tell you what I see if you don't like it. But I've lost friends before plenty of times just because I tell them my observations, but I ain't going to stop being me. So if you run into that brick wall, you just run into it.
I don't think I've ever lost a friend because I told them the truth. They kind of was like, whatever. But once they started to see, because what I do is I don't talk a lot. I sit back and watch, and I watch for a purpose. I watch everybody because you can't hide stuff for too long. I don't care how you try to pretend, you can't cover it up too long. You're going to slip, and I'm going to be right there watching while you're slipping. Now, I'm not going to be that person and say, you ain't shitting all that. I'm not going to make that choice for a friend, but I'm going to give them some information, but not in a way as I saw him do this and that. This, because people, you can have ironclad truth, and they're going to look at you and be like, you lying. That wasn't him. That wasn't her. Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm just going to drop little seeds. I drop seeds. Get you, like, let you think about, like, what does that mean? Sometimes you got to drop a seed. You can't give them the whole flower. So just drop a seed and let it plant. It'll bloom. And then they'll start to see things for themselves because some people just don't want to hear anything bad. They could be going through hell in a relationship on the inside, but because of this picture that they're trying to portray on the outside, they're going to continue to go through hell. So you just got to let people.
That can be the opposite, too, though, son.
What?
They can portray something that is not. Some people can, some people create an image in their head of shit. That
and that's, you know what, I
overreact.
I did something. On my Tumblr, I wrote like this piece about a lot of people get mad at, like, let's say you got a fair relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You get mad because this person is not what you created this ideal of who this person was. Right. So when they fall short of your ideal, then you're mad. They ain't shit. They didn't do this. But you created this person. Instead of looking at this person for what they were, what they had to offer to you in a relationship, you created something else. You put them on a pedestal hoping they'll reach that full potential that you created. Not something they said they wanted to do or how they were. People have to stop creating these ideals of somebody and learn to look at what they actually have. Learn to love people for how they are, not how you want them to be. So.
Okay, so, but in this letter, you know, you got to let her smack the brick wall.
She'd hit it three times.
Yeah, man.
She got to go through it.
The
question was, how much proof is enough proof? It really depends on that person because some people just be wanting to be dumb in love. So if they want to be dumb in love, you got to let them do what they want to do. Folks grown up.
It's messed up. It's messed up as KP is. He makes a point about some women like that type of drama and being private investigators. All those things, it kind of is like a thrill for them. Like, I don't understand how a person can just create a whole fake page investigating.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
You gotta like it.
You gotta reach and understand.
That's stressful too. Like, this is my thing about that type of stuff. Once I'm done, I don't want to know what a person is doing.
I just can't see myself calling KP. Like, KP,
hey, check
right,
his page for
check so and so page right quick.
Add her real quick.
Right, add this name
that's
right quick.
Weird
and,
to me.
And let me know what the hell going on.
That's weird to me. I don't know. Once I'm done, like my past, like my ex, he sent me a message on Facebook because I posted a picture of me and my guy. I hadn't looked at this dude's Facebook page in almost a year. Guess what? When I left you, I left you. I don't care what you're doing, if you're happy. I don't care about any of that type of stuff. I don't want none of my friends going to check out what you got going on, come back and tell me, because all it does is create stress for you.
Yeah.
Like, why would you give that stress to yourself? Because your friend's probably going to exaggerate some stuff. She saw something this little, but it's going to be this big by the time I get back to you. Girl. Yeah.
Girl, they took a picture, and she had her whole titty in his mouth.
I try to avoid stress and drama at all costs. If I don't have to have that stressor in my life, I don't want it, man. I leave the past in the past, and I want my friends to leave it there, too. Like, no, I don't care about what you're doing or what you got going on. I only care about me and my current situation. That's just me.
All right. So she got the proof.
She going to need more proof because she got it thrown through the wall.
Yeah.
So she probably like this shit, so they might be made for each other. You might got enough. You probably just enough. You got enough proof that you crazy as hell.
Yeah, like, because
you
created
a fake page and going back and forth with them.
How you have proof that somebody cheating and you still looking for more shit?
Yeah.
Like, you got to know how.
That person doesn't want to leave. They don't want to leave. You just got to stop.
Hold on. The chick done already sent you screenshots of their conversation. And you go make a fake page.
And you going back and forth with him. Like,
and make him cheat on your fake you.
Where you going to get these news from?
He cheat on me
for? Like, he's
fake
not going
to
know your body.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird to
you know, Christina.
That's a lot of time.
That's me too.
That's a lot of time.
You cheating on me with me.
Then he gonna turn around on you. That's what you get for snooping with your snooping ass. Like,
right.
That's gonna be turned around on
I
you.
I knew it was you the whole time.
Exactly.
But like
no,
I've said,
too much time.
Like I've said before,
it's dumb. I knew it was you.
Like I said,
I just went along.
Like I said, plenty of times you get those women who like that get a subconscious thrill out of investigating to see, okay. He might be telling the truth, but let me see. You know what I'm like? Nah, man. Like, they don't take it at face value.
What's more so crazy is that you have women that do this for relationships that have nothing to do with them.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. They, like, investigate what two other people be doing.
Okay.
He would be reading into other folks' tweets.
Right.
Oh my
what's
dude,
going on with these
they in a relationship,
two people?
Or they got problems because he tweeted something. He could be talking about something else, and she tweeted something. Could be talking about something. We could be watching Lifetime. He could be watching Sports Center. If we didn't put two and two together.
Hold
they
on.
Going through.
I be tweeting Tyrese
shame.
It's one line I like. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you expecting perfection,
we're not gonna
last. I got a text message. You and your new bitch going through.
Oh
it.
My goodness.
I don't have any hoes.
Do you tweet that every day? Because I know I've seen
no,
it.
I'm not every day, but every time I hear it.
Yeah.
If it come on the radio, I tweet it. And I got a text me, you and your new bitch
people
going through
stop.
Some things.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even have a new bitch. Like,
even if I did, don't call. Don't text me with that.
We don't even got that. We're not that juiced up.
If I did, why? Like, why is that your concern?
Right. That's
I guess
they are
so
question.
Used to some people actually doing that when they're having problems in their relationship, they take it to social media that they think everybody does
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't do that.
I mean,
no,
but
that's
nosy. Right. Like, it's some nosy ass people out here, and it's just people. Some people just really like their reality show drama.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. People think that reality TV shows and like how they go through drama and shit is how it's supposed to be in real life, mm-hmm. and that ain't really.
I don't even think they think that's how it's in. How it's supposed to be. I think that they actually do go through things like that, and it's more relatable to them. So it's like, okay, if they going through it, then it's normal. You feel me? Like,
because
I go through that too, and then they try to relive it, and it's like,
or you get the men or women that because they see this or they went through something, all men or women are the same. Like,
man, fuck Mona Scott Young, because she got a lot of people out here.
She got a lot of people messed up out here. A whole lot of them thinking they're supposed to be a certain way.
People shouldn't be that goddamn impressionable, though.
They are.
Yeah,
they are.
People don't know how to think for themselves.
They don't. They need other people to tell them. You got a lot of people who morph into Twitter. Let's just use Twitter. A lot of people morph into what they see men say they want. You get a KP loves red hair. So if KP gets about 20 other men to come with him, I guarantee you by the time the picnic comes, it's going to be 100 million redheads out there because the timeline told them red hair.
What?
The timeline told them to get red hair. So.
No, don't let Slim discourage y'all, because I'm here for y'all.
Because I used to talk about pierced nipples all the time. And like
you don't talk about that anymore, so what happened to this?
Nah,
the trend is they died, and y'all go out and do these things.
Don't do that, Slim. Don't be knocking the trend.
Don't get me wrong now. I still love pierced nipples. But I'm just saying, I did cause like a rise and influx of some of my followers that got their nipples.
You had so many people.
You know what,
Dang?
I don't even knock that. I think you did. I truly believe that. I truly believe that you should have put like some money in stock to like a person.
I mean, it ain't about me.
Right, true that. It was a humanitarian act.
Okay, let me be indifferent here because I don't like the way Pierce titties taste. Like they.
They like
yeah, I don't like the whole.
Yeah, you're supposed to take those things out and clean them.
Look, when I get ready to suck the titty out, and you got a nipple pierce, I will suck all around it because the metal in my mouth just not taste good. It makes me think I am a gun is being forced down my throat when I suck. Oh my
God. They said it's plastic.
Yeah. Get you a different variation, KP.
It's not on me.
I'm just saying, just talk to your lady and just be like, hey, can you get like.
I'm okay.
I just
fuck all around the titty. We don't have to have that conversation. Most women don't like that anyway. How you gonna tell me how my titty tastes? Okay.
It's salty. Go wash it.
Now we're going into
not
it.
Salty
deep
titties.
I was gonna say something.
I'm okay.
Salty titties. That shit, y'all really need to like watch.
I'm okay with some salt on the titty.
I ain't, bro, because that shit.
Wait, you were okay with fizzling coochie?
First of all.
Fizzling.
You don't remember when he said he
Alka-Seltzer.
I said I like my pussy to taste like an ice cold Sprite on a summer day. You know how I feel? That's what I said, and I like how that
you said
refreshing
when
feel. That's
you
refreshing.
Untwist the top, the little when you hear that little pop,
that's what I'm saying. I like that. I'm just saying, I just like the
Alka-Seltzer.
What he said, Everest, you said you want your
vagina
to be Everest.
Ugh. How they pussy arrested development.
Either way, man, about nipples being pierced, man, I liked it. I like hearing the little sound of the little clack when it hit the teeth.
That's the clack.
Put a dime in your mouth.
Can you imagine telling that story if you chip a tooth?
You go to your dentist
or choke on one of the little balls that's on the motherfucker.
How did it happen? Well,
I was sucking his titty, or I was going in to suck the titty.
I know. Hey,
the first time I sucked these white girl titties, I had pink eye.
what's the next topic? I don't know.
Why her titties got salmonella? I don't
know. I already had pink eye. Right? And the girl came over and she was like, "You want to suck my titties?" I hadn't lost my virginity. I was like 14.
Kind of conversation?
So I was like, "Yeah, I'm sucking her titties." She like fucking 6'1", like, but she's a gorgeous white girl.
Oh my God.
So I'm sucking her titties. I'm sucking shit out her titties. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, my phone rang. My mom was like, "Come outside." I was like, "Why?" I had forgot I had just called my mama 20 minutes prior to me getting into the city, titty sucking, because my eye was pink and shit. So it was really horrible.
I have no earthly idea what that had to do with any goddamn thing. But good God.
Okay.
Pink eye.
Erykah Badu, right? The other day, she got on Twitter and she had some tweets about teaching women to be more, teaching young ladies to be more aware and teaching men self-control. So as the tweets went, she was like, there was an article ruling that high school girls lower their skirts so male teachers are not distracted. I agree because I am aware that we live in a sex-driven society. It is everyone's, male and female's, responsibility to protect young ladies. One way to protect youth is to remind them that we are all sexual in nature, and as they grow, I cut off the goddamn tweet. But fuck it. It is not them who is doing anything wrong by being beautiful and attractive. But with such imbalance in our society, it is smart to be aware and awake. Men and women both go through cycles of arousal. Men automatically are attracted to women of childbearing age. I want my daughters to understand this. I want them to be themselves and wear what they like, yet be aware. Males should be taught to be responsible for their actions from childhood. It's okay, it's not okay to prey on young women. But do I think it is unnatural for a heterosexual male to be attracted to a young woman in a revealing skirt? No. I think it's in his nature. Consequently, we must all be aware and responsible. We must protect our young women. If I had a school, I would make sure that the uniform skirt length was a nice knee length. It is fair to everyone. If I had a school, I would make sure that the uniform skirt length. Why is it on here too? Twice. I don't fucking know. All right, young women, you are beautiful. Young men, you are beautiful. Protect one another. Somehow, some way, they got turned into she was, what they say? She was
perpetuating.
Like giving an excuse for rape culture.
Yeah.
What?
Like trying to excuse saying like that men look at young women as
natural. Or victim blaming, saying that women just should change their clothing to prevent rapes.
Yeah. Missing. That's what people was taking from it.
Missing the point, Twitter was in full effect.
And she was like, I read some of her points and like she was going back and forth with the people.
Yeah,
like,
she goes back and forth.
Like she was like saying what she's agrees and disagrees with, and like was coming with actual points that like made sense. So, and like I got the original point. She was just saying, like,
be aware.
Yeah, be aware and like protect these young ladies. Like I fully understand that young women, especially in high school, need an extra layer of protection. Like women all around need as much protection as they can get because like they can be victims of a lot of shit out here in the world. And if lengthening, like adding 1 or 2 inches to a skirt is another layer of protection, I'm with it. Because like she was saying, dudes usually do look at young ladies, especially when they're going through their age, like in high school when they're getting to become woman like and getting their shape and shit like that. Some dudes, it's like they naturally look like, damn, what, you know what I'm saying? Some dudes do that shit. I'm not saying it's right.
It's natural.
Yeah, that's what she was saying, that it's natural. And like everybody was saying that, are you just giving an excuse for a man to be a pedophile or a rapist or some shit? And that's not what it is.
That's not what she said at all. She said at the beginning, she wants people to be able to wear whatever they want to be wear, but be awake, be aware.
Yeah.
So that people are going to look at you. So protect yourself.
And I don't understand how telling a person to take precautions is a bad thing.
It's or how to be responsible.
Yeah. It's like getting upset if somebody tell you, like you say, I'm finna run to the store, and they like, ah, it's dark outside, be safe. Why you gonna tell me be safe?
Right.
Like, what?
Worry about everybody else up this after.
You should be telling them to not do nothing to me. Like, okay, all right, I get it. So
I mean, I think people really forget that we are naturally sexual beings. And naturally speaking, it was an argument between nature versus society. Naturally speaking, that's what we're here for. We're here to procreate. To procreate, we have to have sex. That's why we have pheromones. We have all these sexual arousals and all these things that gravitate to each other, right? So if you understand that, you just have to understand that it's going to be natural urges. And that's regardless of whatever age or whatever the case may be, whether they're, as long as they're in childbearing age, like she said. So as a man, your initial response is natural. It's what you do after that is what the control and the awareness needs to kick in. If any dude sees a woman in a bathing suit, right?
Yeah.
Or a big ass or whatever, and you see it and he's like, whoa, that's the natural. But when she turn around or someone says to you, hey man, she's 17 or man, she 18, then that's when your conscience supposed to get in and be like, oh no. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the social control comes in. That's what we have to teach ourselves, to be socially controlling. And we have to be understanding that that's not something that we can prey on. Like, but it's some animals out here, and we are aware of that, and that's where it came on the other end from Erykah Badu's perspective, is that some people get that understanding and still continue to go pray. Man, she's 17. All right, then. Like, that, and you know what I'm saying? And so they look at it as a sense of pouncing. And that's where us as men have to be able to teach our young men to be understanding of that. Like, no, you cannot prey on the innocent or prey on the young. That's not how this is supposed to work. You have to be respectful. You have to understand that you cannot just completely walk around here and walk and act off of your urges or your natural, you know, whatever the case may be.
But even in that saying, it's still something that slipped through the cracks who's not going to get that teaching. Absolutely. Right?
Absolutely.
And that's where taking precautions, necessary precautions to protect yourself, should come in.
Right.
Because it's almost implying like everybody has homes,
right?
It's not the case. You got plenty of friends that you know that you can't take nowhere because they're going to embarrass you. Not you, but in general.
Right.
So our listeners, I'm pretty sure you got a friend you can't take the goddamn Applebee's because they could probably going to cuss out the goddamn
don't
waiter.
Don't take nobody to Applebee's.
Yeah, so Sam hates everything.
But no, yeah, so I don't. But so it's like if you, so it's a both sides of the fence. So it's like women, we should be mindful of what we're wearing, and as men, we need to be mindful of how we respond to our natural urges.
Yeah,
and it's as simple as that. Like that's pretty much as clear cut as you can break down what she was saying. Is that we can't just walk around here and act off of everything that we see or what we feel and think that that's okay. We have to be aware. We got to be mindful of what our urges are telling us and then act accordingly. With women, it's just that you have to be mindful of that. Everybody's not going to have that same training. Everybody's not going to have that same control and responsibility. Some of them are going to see you, see who you are, see your body, and continue to keep pushing.
Yeah, like you said, she wasn't taking up for sexual deviance.
Right, she wasn't, and no one is saying sexual deviance get a pass. That's not what we're saying, because they're animals. That's period. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and nothing is okay with that.
They were taking it as she was trying to make an excuse for them.
Right, or make an excuse.
It was just a lot of people who, I feel, were trying to miss the point she was making. Because they like to argue.
Or and it's just an emotional thing, right? Because like I know I had a couple of debates about it on Twitter, and a lot of things and a lot of people who was like very sensitive about the subject were rape victims. Mm-hmm. So I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get the fact that you don't want to. You know, you want people to understand that it ain't just about what you're wearing or what you're saying or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Because it's some people who have went through that tragedy and that horrific experience of being raped, and they probably was just walking down the street, or they was just probably preyed upon by the innocent or even a relative. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like when you see someone saying, hey, just change your clothes, and it changes everything. Like, that's what you probably saw. That's your tunnel vision of it. It's like, change your clothes. None of this will happen to you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what they got from it. And I get that because, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mother was raped by her biological father. Mm-hmm. So, and several times. So, when she raised sons, she taught us to not be, like, don't try to manipulate women into sex. Or don't even try to be, like, aggressive towards it. Don't be the initiator. Don't do all these things. And because of that reason, she wanted us to be safe enough to say that, all right, if this is what y'all, to be sure that this is what you both want to do, make sure that she's making more of the moves and initiating of sex so that you can be safe. Mm-hmm. So it's not like no big issue, because being a sexual man, understanding that if we are in a very close quarter of sexual encounter and we get very close to having sex and she says, no, this is not what I want to do. If you're not a man, you don't understand how hard it is to get out of that realm. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm not saying that to say that I'm okay with it. What I'm saying is that that is a very extreme act of control. And when you hear no, you got to instantly just cut it off and walk away. And do I believe that men should do that? Absolutely. But is it difficult? Absolutely. And it's like, and it's such a hard discussion, because women think that, like, it's such a sensitive subject because of rape.
and how being taken advantage of and taking over the innocence and no means no and all those things, and I completely agree with that. It's just hard to have a conversation from the man's perspective, because as a man, it's no way that you can say anything to lean anywhere towards trying to justify the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just hard. But I mean, I understood her from the whole perspective, and being raised by a person who had been raped multiple times, I understood exactly what she meant.
Yeah, but I really think like the conversation does need to be had, like, so people can understand it more, because right. It's still like the people that missed the point, they just didn't understand what she was saying. And like with her having that dialogue and explaining her points, I know some people that came around after,
right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like they missed it at first, but once she explained it more and gave more reasons, like more people started coming around like, okay, now I see what you're saying. And I, you know what I'm saying? I completely agree with you.
And I think it's necessary to say how Erykah Badu handled the situation. Like when she said in that thread of messages that I know people are going to disagree and I know they're going to react. And they did. They came at her about her personal life, talking about how many baby daddies she got,
yeah.
who like what she need to be doing with her life and so on and so forth. Erykah Badu never reacted negatively. Like never. She didn't call anybody out their name. She didn't disrespect anybody.
That's rare too.
And right. And you know, that's what's hard about having conversations, because a person hears one part about what you're trying to say or pulls one little message out of 10 messages that you send and attacks you. And you as a person who's trying to have a conversation, even it happened to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I was having a conversation about it on the timeline, it was people saying little slick shit about me. And I'm like, it ain't even about that. Like, people really be trying to understand each other out here. And in the meantime, you... because you don't have the answers or because you don't know how to articulate your ideas properly, you just attack.
Yeah.
And you get defensive.
That's one thing. It's like, man, that's when you attack the person and not the ideals.
Right.
That's when you lose the argument. Like, you lose. Like, I completely, like, I end the conversation there. Like, if you want to come at me because you disagree with, like, my views or some shit, then, okay, I'm just not going to talk to you.
Yeah.
And if you get disrespectful, I'm whoop your ass. So.
But yeah, it's like people really think that it's just one clear cut way to live out here.
Yeah.
And everybody think,
everybody,
you know,
gotta agree with the same thing, same ideals. Right. Everybody has to have grown up the same way.
Right.
If you didn't do this and you are whack, lame, whatever. It's just everything is
a rule book. Like,
right.
Like when I first got into psychology, one of my first psychology classes, they started with a quote. And he was like, everybody's mind is like concrete, all mixed up and set. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it, I'm like, damn, that's right. Like, we, in our minds, we got so much shit fucked up going on, and we got this crazy ideology based off how we was grown up, you know, and experiences, but ain't no changing it. Like, it's like, what I think and what I've been through and what I know is it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's so hard for people to waver around perspective and understand people's perspective based off of their experience and what they went through. There's no clear-cut way in this thing. So even if it's horrible, like, I grew up with no parents, and I cannot sit here and be like, because I grew up with no parents, that you who grew up with no parents should be doing the same thing I'm doing. Like, it doesn't work like that, because your reaction to it was probably totally different than mine.
Yeah. Bomani Jones, ESPN anchor from, I can't, the David Lepetard show.
Dan Lepetard
show. Went on another ESPN show.
Mike in the morning.
Yeah, and he had on
a shirt with Caucasians on it, like the Indians.
The
logo.
Cleveland Indians.
Yeah,
like
Cleveland
logo.
Indians baseball team, and he had the Caucasians with like a white mascot on it, and a lot of people were attacking him for this shirt, which is funny. Like, it was just a huge irony of the thing because of the Native Americans and how they have been really telling these sports teams to change the name of the Indians. They're saying it's disrespectful, like the mascot is disrespectful to them and their heritage. And they have been talking about this in, like, the Redskins in Washington. They've been talking about changing the name for years now. Like, I was, remember hearing it first when I was about like 9, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to wear that shirt and to be like, for people were like really telling him, like calling him out at his name, he was just holding the mirror up to, you know what I'm saying, to white America, saying, look, this is exactly how the Indians feel. Now do you get it? But they were, did not get it.
Yeah.
And it was the funniest shit to me, just looking at the responses. And he was just like, see.
The reactions that that they gave him was exactly what the shirt was made for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It's just basically a satire. It's like, it's just to show, when you throw people that mirror and they don't even see it for that, they just get mad. Like it was funny. Like it literally, that whole thing reminded me of a book by James Baldwin called Invisible Man. And Invisible Man, he basically lives the life of a white man. And no one knows that he's black. Like, and it's just crazy how he kind of portrayed in the book that the same thing. Like, people doing these things, and it's okay. It's common nature. Like, you have a person dressed as a redskin, and then they go to the football game and pretty much paint themselves red and put like feathers in their head and chopping and listening to and doing all this stuff, and no one thinks it's a problem.
Yeah.
But the second you kind of flip it and try to, quote unquote, act white, then it's offensive. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, oh, this is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shouldn't be this. No, this, you're making a mockery of our culture, of us being, of our race and so on and so forth. And it's like, y'all got a whole sports team doing this. Y'all making billions of dollars doing this.
Not even just one sports team. You got Washington Redskins.
You got Seminoles.
Yeah, you got the Atlanta Braves. You got Florida State Seminoles.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. And I read one of his mentions that he retweeted, and the guy was like, well, maybe I should get a shirt that says black people and use Bomani's face. And he was like, do it.
Right.
He's like, do it, But they still, they did not get the point that he was making. And they all looked at it as he was doing it to be malicious.
Right.
And with malicious intent. And they even took a segment to where he explained why he was wearing the shirt. He said, I thought it was a cool shirt. I bought it. I chose the word today. It's it.
Right.
Nothing more to it.
It wasn't
people going to be offended by what they want to be offended by anyway. Same thing like when Beyonce was at the Super Bowl with the Black Panthers thing. People took that and, she's saying that she's perpetuating violence and all that, and telling people to kill cops. And it was just like, they take it and they, like he said, people's minds are concrete. It's set. Like, that's just how it's going to be. Like, they feel it's one way, and they can hear reason and still not.
Never change.
Right.
Never change their perspective. It's crazy. I can sit there and tell you why I'm doing something and the reasons and all these things. You'll still take it however the hell you want to take it. And, perception is reality here. It's not about what I'm doing or my intentions. It's how you view it. It's pretty much just how you view it. And if you view it to be offensive, regardless of my intentions behind it, you ain't even going to see that. And that's a very rare thing, to see intention instead of what you feel and how you feel. Because you can have a totally different thing. So that's why I try to ask for clarity and what it is that you're trying to do or what you're trying to portray and the shit that you do and say versus how I feel about it. Because it can be offensive to me, but you don't know me, and you don't know why it's offensive to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're doing it. So it's like, you're just basically, I'm taking it and making it personal for me when it ain't even nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? And people want people to be sensitive to shit that they don't even know that you got to be sensitive about, which is crazy.
All right. And as you all know, last week, one of the greatest NBA players to ever play the game, played his final game.
Here we go.
Kobe Bean Bryant, the best Laker ever walked the earth. And he scored 60 points in his motherfucking finale.
50 shots.
He shot 44%. Jordan averaged 42% his
entire
career.
Don't do that. Jordan shot 42%. This is not about Jordan. Kobe's raggedy ass.
If we want to talk about shots, Jordan averaged
But he shot
42%.
50 times.
Okay, and keep in mind he's, what, 37, 38 years old?
And horribly injured.
It was his last game.
I mean, you know what? I don't knock that because I would have shot that mother 112
times. It's still a good shooting percentage, right. 44%. He scored 60 points, 24 points in fourth quarter. Just want to throw that out there. My phone died, and I fucking cried the whole third and fourth quarter. Just letting it out. Just like, fuck it. Just going to let these tears out.
It was great to see.
Yeah, I can't lie. It was a good performance. I hate that nigga. I hate that team.
Yeah.
I hate everything about him.
He got a commercial for y'all.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't like that commercial.
I don't like this shit. I don't like him. I don't like this personal goal shit. I don't like the team. I don't like nothing to deal with them. But their performance was like the best way to go out. Like, this nigga went out with a bang. I can't hate.
Did you think that he was gonna go? Did you think he was gonna go out with anything less than that though?
Nah, I knew they was gonna like give him the ball all the time, just let him shoot and
exactly.
go out. Like, I knew that. It ain't like they were going to the playoffs or no shit anyway.
Exactly.
So, we'll be back in playoffs next season.
Yeah, okay. No, but like, really, hats off to him in a great career. Like I always said, he a weak ass nigga, but he can hoop. Like, I can't take that away from
he's
him.
He's a great player.
That nigga can hoop. Like, I seen, like, he used to tear the Grizzlies up all the time, man. So, it's like, I mean, shit.
That is correct.
I can't hate the nigga. If a nigga can hoop, he can hoop. I hated Jordan. The nigga can hoop.
Yeah.
I hated a lot of players that can hoop. I didn't like Jordan.
I hated Jordan.
And I was glad the Warriors broke their record. I was very happy that they broke.
I hated Jordan growing up. I grew up a Lakers fan.
That's all sports
be,
man.
Jordan
was blocking
it. Yeah, I didn't.
Jordan, y'all hated Jordan, but Kobe. Whether you want to say whole game was formed off.
But guess what though? But guess what though? Kobe just so happened to play for the team that I fell in love with.
Yeah, Kobe is a baby so, Jordan. That's what he.
Of course I'm going. Of course I'm riding with him. It's do or die. He gave me 20 great years.
I don't know what any of this means.
You what?
I don't know what any of this means.
Oh, okay.
Only thing I have to add to this conversation is that me and Kobe have the same birthday. That's it.
For you.
Wait, chill out.
Y'all share the same birthday? That's awesome. See, look, legends. If you're born on the same day.
I mean, Kobe's a legend. He hadn't been declared a legend until he gets in the Hall of Fame.
Well, of course, that's a foregone conclusion.
So you think he won't be in the Hall of Fame?
Did they retire both his numbers? Or
no? They should.
They will.
They need to.
They will. It's no doubt about it. It's a couple question marks probably around a couple players, but we're not going to say no names.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade. We can go back and forth.
Dwayne Wade. He might be a Hall of Famer.
I don't think it's unanimous like Kobe, though.
No.
Yeah.
Kobe barely going to be unanimous with this game that they pretty much
say,
let him
we wouldn't ever say,
shine.
We wouldn't ever say Dwayne Wade's top five
with his extra
player of all time. He's not that close.
He won't be top 15.
Yeah. At all. Neither with Melo. But it's okay. Head throw that quick jab.
It's all good.
And no Grizzlies making the Hall of Fame. No Grizzlies.
Well, Zach Zebo may. He won't be first ballot.
I don't worry about my team, bro.
Nah, let me take that back because the Hall of Fame ain't just on NBA. It's
international.
That's why y'all mean get in.
Yeah.
Who I feel was undeserving until it was explained to me. That his international play played a part in it. I was like, oh, okay. Because his career was short with the league. Non-physical methods you would use to discipline kids with bad behavior problems. We all know.
Can we drop them off at the orphanage?
Wow.
Front door.
Goodness, Annie.
Wow. Well, we all know somebody.
Some ain't going to come out tomorrow.
I'm just saying, we all know somebody, man, woman, got some badass kids.
I don't understand how do you
or you done been in public and witnessed.
Oh my goodness!
Some badass kids.
And I'm not even the parent. I don't believe in whooping kids, spanking kids. I don't believe in that. But I have seen some cheers, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm a mandated reporter, so I work with children, and my certificate, my certifications mean that I have to report your ass if you hit your kids.
I think threats work.
You think threats work?
Depending on the kid. Because I'm not threatening them parents.
See, this is how I want it to be. I want to be the father that when the mama say, I'm going to tell your daddy, they know to get right then.
And that comes, but it doesn't necessarily come
I got a
with
weight
being
belt.
Physical with the child.
I'm just joking.
It can be a tone of a. It can be. It's all about how you raise your children. Your tone of. You can say something in a certain tone to your children, depending on how you raise them, will stop dead in their tracks.
Yeah.
They're not going to move any. You don't have to worry about going to get a belt or anything like that, because I've never had to hit.
So
my
you
son.
Say tone.
I
right?
say tone of how voice, you raise them.
She says threats.
Yes.
But it's non-physical. It's just hey.
I would,
black mama,
I would throw you through that dishwasher.
Or I brought you in this world, I take you out this world.
You know how your mama be talking through clenched teeth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, see, my mama.
Don't do the voice. Don't do the voice.
She morphs into a whole new person.
We know, KP. Okay, we know.
Don't do oh, me. You seen the dude we got fired from Subway?
The big dude?
Yes. Yes. That's how my mama. Like, what are you talking about? Like, how do you even get this upset?
Yeah, I've toned down, but I used to be a real, like, intense threaten. I used to just threaten my kids really, like, intense. I tell them, like, shut
what
up.
What if you
like,
got one of those kids, your threats, they look at you like, yeah, right.
Nah, well, they didn't, because they didn't like it.
What you were saying?
I'd be like, shut up, I'll put you in the washing machine and cut it on. And they'd be like, oh, no, don't do that.
And your kids don't want to. Your kids want. No, they don't want to get in the washers. Usually, some kids. No, I'm saying usually some kids would be excited. Like, Bermuda.
The dryer.
I ride around with you in the truck all day.
I put you in the dryer. And this kid went open the dryer. I don't know what kind of special child that was, but he was willing to be put in dryer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You say some shit like to me as a child. I'm
no, not me.
Let's go.
No, I'm running from that area. No.
Put me in the washing machine, Daddy.
Yeah, I would do stuff like that. Like,
no, I used to play in the washing machine, and I broke it one time. I got a whooping. So
you played in the washing machine?
Yeah, like
it was very.
It was bad. It was like not one of the new washers where it's like the front loader, the top loader. And I used to get in there and spin around. Yeah. It was fun. Like, I had humble beginnings.
So that threat would have actually been
my brother
intriguing.
Literally tried to
like,
put me
go.
In a dryer once. He tried to put me in dryer and cut it on.
And cut it on.
Yeah, he tried once.
I'm going to heat your little ass up.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
I think okay. That's so evil to put you in
dryer. Yeah, my brother was
okay,
trying.
So, Dave, what would be your non-physical way of disciplining a child with bad behavior?
I got two things I do. One of them is either I would take everything out of their room, like no TV,
no
phone, no shit.
What if they got an imaginary friend?
That's who they're going to have to fucking play with. They're going to have to, I'm like solitary confinement. I'm going to treat that as just like, I'm going to take pictures off the wall. The wall's going to be white, bare. It ain't going to be no fucking furniture.
They
going to
have
a
straight
bed.
Jacket too?
They, no, I mean, I might.
No,
I might
that's, it's time for.
But saying asylum, man.
Yeah, like, I'm going to make it like go crazy. And I'm just going to sit a book in there. And that's all I'm doing.
You're
going
to slide in the door.
Them, you know, hey, look.
Baby going to come out Malcolm X.
You know what my mama used to threaten me with?
Bow tie
shit.
Right. My mama used to threaten me with dropping me off at the library.
You don't like to
until the library closed. Like,
you must like to talk a lot.
No, it was just, if I keep getting in trouble, I'm just going to start dropping you off at the library.
You was on your best behavior.
Until they close. No, because that's when I started smoking weed.
At the library.
Oh, she started dropping you out.
I would leave the library. Like,
like you, right.
Type yeah, of fucking
like,
punishment.
Like, just wait till she pull off and just leave. It ain't like I'm... Ain't like I got a
so then
house arrest thing going.
So then she did what they did. She took the TV and shit away. I just would climb out the window, right? Put fake... Like, before I would leave, I would put pillows in the bed, you know.
Would you maybe. Put a hoodie on the... Put a hoodie over the
I want that. I want that advance. I want that advance, but I would make it look like I was still in the bed before I would leave. I just do all type of ignorant shit.
Yeah. The second thing I would do if that didn't work is like make them run laps, do push-ups, like strength, like workout type
now
shit.
Man, that shit hurt. If you make a motherfucker stand in the corner,
yeah, like she like
do a little squat jump with your hands out.
But it does wonders for your midsection.
I would like they'll be some real buff ass second to third grade, because they'll be running laps and doing push ups in different ways, and I'm gonna push their bodies to the limit. Like they're gonna be strong as a motherfucker. They're gonna be hurt. They're gonna be strong as hell.
I couldn't stand in the corner either. I used to peel the paint off the wall. I got in trouble for that too.
You used to stand in the corner and talk to yourself?
No, I peeled the paint off the wall, like, while I was sitting in the corner. I used to just peel the paint.
Yeah. You should have been put in an establishment. But but I think that, I don't know, I've always just looked at my kids like their behavior and
how they perform in school is their job, is their active currency. So anytime they do stuff that doesn't, you know, fulfill their job duties, I just take away stuff that costs money. They got to wear clothes, you know, they just, Dad, I want to do this. No, why? It costs money and you can't afford it right now.
Right.
And you don't have the money to do whatever it is. No, you can't buy fun. Like, well, it don't cost money to go to the park. Well, it costs money for gas and then in the car. Then you ain't got no gas money.
Yeah.
So it's just, that's what I always do, is just kind of just take away the stuff
that
they like.
McDonald's money.
Right. It's just take away whatever they like to do. And
yeah, make them do shit they don't like doing, like cutting grass or something. I used to hate being cutting grass, which is weird because.
But it's in your nature.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna say, yeah, that's probably
so racist.
But I used but it's true as fuck. Like, I really used to hate doing this shit because, like, it used to be so fucking hot in the summer, and, like, me and my granddad used to cut grass all the time. Like, every summer.
I'm talking about
school.
You really be painting this Tijuana picture so greatly.
Nah, serious. Like, that's what we used to do. Like, we used to cut grass every summer so I can have some money to get school clothes and shit.
Of course.
So I'm cutting grass, dog. It used to be hot as fuck. And some days I used to forget to like get, cause we used to get our have our own little jugs of water and shit we put in the freezer.
They got a whale?
Nah, it's like what we would do the night before or when we got done cutting grass, we had like these Gatorade jugs and like we'll fill it up with water and just put it in the freezer
they
overnight.
Had to pump the whale, man.
And then get the joint out and put it in the truck so we'll have it for the day and it'll be froze like ice water in the freezer like.
So did y'all have to pump the well, or y'all had to send the bucket down there and bring it
back?
We had
to send
the
bucket.
Oh,
y'all
had the bucket well,
Jack?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They
sound like you had it rough.
Yeah, man, but, dog, it was fun, though. Like, it really, what they did, like, actually made
Took
me
you to
believe.
To the hard worker that you are now.
Yeah, because, like, it's like, dog, ain't shit easy. Like, you got to work for whatever you want. And it just made me see, like, at a young age, like, nigga, if you want something, you're going to have to go get it, because ain't nobody going to get this shit to you. So.
That's right, man. Then when you cross the border, and here you are, man. Citizenship,
man.
And all.
Dead serious. They can't kick me out, baby. I'm legal.
You got a work visa.
Yeah, yeah. He got his green card.
No, I'm really actually a U.S. citizen. Like, they can't deport me.
Yeah, yeah. It's over.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He can vote.
Well,
man,
Trump
man.
Gets in office.
He can't get rid
of it. Well, he may. You know. Get you up out of here.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, I already got like a little plot of land, like on the Yucatan Peninsula. I already got it on map. I already got it in my fucking thing where I'm gonna set up a fucking snow cone shop on the beach, and I'm just gonna sell ice to tourists. That's what I'm gonna do. Where is it?
Hold on, that nigga said he gonna set up.
A snow cone.
He gonna see an ice.
I'm gonna see an ice.
He got it a circle around and everything.
Put a circle. On. He got
it
his location.
It's red. Oh
it's
my
red.
God.
It's red.
No. It's gonna be like on the Yucatan Peninsula. It's like right next. It's not far from Cuba. It's not far from Tampa and Florida and all this shit. It's like right above Belize.
So when you get tired of there, you gonna swim to Florida?
I mean, I can.
Well, they got
like
a walkway.
Life raft.
It's gonna be wet.
I just get on a life raft and float to Cuba. It ain't there far.
I don't think you can.
Hopefully, they doesn't have children to experience this with. Cause then that's gonna be their punishment. Shut up, or I make you swim to Florida. Yes, sir.
Daddy, goodness, I hate bro. You.
Right. Damn, Dad, we gotta do it again. I hate going to Miami.
Let it out segment. Who wanna go first?
Really, I don't really think I have too much to say. I know the weather is changing. It's getting beautiful outside.
Your type of weather.
Yeah, it's my type of weather. The leaves are starting to get sap and shit all over my car, and it's dirty as fuck. But what I want everybody to leave today's show with is listen to understand for people. Mm. Like, don't argue all the time. Stop missing points. Try to read and comprehend. Try to see. It's okay if people have a different point of view of you. You don't have to attack the person if you want to attack the ideal and like have a meaningful discussion with people. You can learn something. And there's nothing wrong with learning shit. There's nothing wrong with unlearning what you were taught that was wrong, because some people were taught the wrong thing. There's nothing wrong with unlearning it and learning the right thing. So you're never too old to get out of your ways. Because as humans, the older we get, the more we change, the more we grow, the more we learn. And I like learning and knowing new shit. Like, it's just cool as fuck to me. Like, I'm a wealth of knowledge, and it's just cool for when I just drop, like, a random fact or some shit out there and people don't know it. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. So it's okay. I want people to learn more, love more. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to have meaningful discussions without the name calling and all this shit. So, yeah, man, y'all, what else y'all got?
Slim, let it out.
Y'all be blessed people.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and test her birth control, too. Like, she say her birth control. Listen, listen.
What?
No, see, this is the thing. Like, when women say they have this impenetrable wall of birth control, I want all the fellas out there to put this shit to the test. I want you to skeet in your woman and see just how strong her birth control is. Because, I mean, get her pregnant. I'm just saying, get her pregnant so you know what I'm saying, ruin her something.
Well, if you get her pregnant now, you technically won't ruin her son.
I mean,
yeah, you would. Yeah, I mean, absolutely would.
Why? I'm just saying, look, man, get your woman pregnant.
No drinking, no really
potty. What if
potty?
She doesn't drink?
Damn, she going to have a stomach out on the beach. And I have strip mall. Yeah.
If she get pregnant now, she have a stomach by the summer?
I mean, third month.
Third month, you get a little belly bump.
Get her pregnant. Don't do that to her.
If you don't get her pregnant... Test her birth control strength, and if she get pregnant, she can sue, and then y'all can get some money back.
I'm with that. Special guests getting in let it out for us this week, good or bad.
I want people to understand that I am a trans virgin, and I really live this life.
Oh my God,
I need for y'all to stop calling me liars, because the way that it is, let me tell y'all. All
right.
This trans virgin thing is for real. I lose my virginity every time I have sex. This is this is a real lifestyle. I lose my virginity every single time, and it's a way of life. All right, so stop calling me a liar.
So are you doing Kegels and things like that to get back like virgin life?
No, it's virginity is omnipresent. It's with me everywhere. It's just
omnipresent.
Okay. It's like an imaginary friend.
It's always here. Always gonna be here. Forever.
So it's like a conscious virginity.
There you go.
Okay.
Right there. It's like a glow, like a halo around.
Okay, Jay Gray, what you got for
virginity wallet?
Caitlyn Jenner in this one.
I don't know, but they stole my lit it out. I was gonna talk about just positive. You know, being positive and being understanding. Like, I don't know where we got this idea that whatever we think and what we know is that, and that all these rules.
And stop saying I'm grown every time you have that.
Be able to express why you feel the way that you feel without having to be angry about it. I mean, also just be grateful and thankful. You know what? I just switch it to that. my best friend got buried yesterday, and I just been around love and happiness and all these things for the last 2 days. And my best friend was like, what was amazing to see, because I was on how he set up our wedding was like, yeah, bridesmaids and groomsmen, it's all like layered around them. And we weren't just lined up like traditional weddings. And so I just was sitting there the whole time during the wedding, just looking at him and how he was just so goddamn happy that he was getting married. And, like, he was just smiling and just grateful. And he said a prayer as a vow. And, like, at the end, he said, like, thank you, like, 42 times. like, it's almost not an exaggeration. And so he was just so happy. And so it was just, like, it was just dope to see that a person is willing to make that decision to be with somebody for the rest of their life, and he's going to do it. Like, they're going to do it, and it's just dope to see that they're going to really admit and really be conscious and helpful with each other, because at points in time, they really act like they can't stand each other.
You know, I think that's all relationships.
Right, so. But for some people, they think that arguments shouldn't exist.
What?
I mean, or differences or problems.
Y'all ain't happy.
Right. Like, some people really think that you're supposed to just have good days the whole time.
If I had
time.
A relationship every day was good, I would have to side out at a relationship every day, because that means both of us are pretending. There are things about each person in a relationship the next person's not going to like. It's just life. It doesn't mean that that relationship is not going to work. It means you have to learn how to deal with people, love them, learn how to be with them.
Yeah.
You're going to have ups and downs.
And so, I mean, and I just like I said before, I look at it like I've event. Like, he made a toast during the dinner rehearsal, about how you can't choose family, but you can choose friends. And it's harder to deal with friends because we have to literally accept differences from people that we're not related to. Mm-hmm. Like, psychologically speaking, you accept your family for their differences and whatever that they you completely disagree with. You kind of make light of it. Like, oh, here come my atheist-ass cousin. Like, you you know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you would just see them and be like, oh, here come Aunt Mary talking about how God ain't real.
And you got 3-4 kids.
You're right. And you just – and you okay with it. Like, here come cousin Tony in crack. Like, he on crack. And, like, yeah, you wouldn't –
Put your wallet
right. And y'all just – yeah, and everybody just be cool and it, you know, embrace them because they're family. You ain't going to do that to your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a friend that's on crack, I'm pretty sure, like, if you don't do crack with them, you probably not going to be their friend for a long time. So – it's just that you're not going to accept it, and you're not going to accept people's life choices. So for people to accept your life choices, disagree with them, and still love you like friends and family, that's dope, man. And we was just, like I said, it's just been a great, great weekend. But get them shipped off to Maui today, so it's going to be dope.
All right, my let it out. I just had it in mind. What the fuck was it? God damn, bro.
So why you think about that? June 11th?
Yeah.
No negative energy cookout. Audubon Park. We're going to have free food, free music. We're going to have a moon bounce for the kids.
Free music.
Yeah. Whatever, man. Shit.
Picnic table cartoon, concert.
You got to pay 99 cents per song. We're going to have a jukebox out there. You're going to have a jukebox. Just put a quarter in.
Right.
And you just pick your song.
Well, that ain't free.
Okay, well, still. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to have the shit. You know, we do it. It's our fourth year doing this. Fifth year, I think we just changed the name. But either way, we've been doing this, man, and it's been a great event. KB, you got your...
Yeah.
Okay. We going
to... All right. My let it out is women love to laugh when they get their hair done. Like, as soon as they get their hair done, they some laugh motherfuckers. Don't believe none she tell you.
Like a man
you.
With his first cut.
Don't believe nothing she tell you after she got her hair done because she lying. I just want you to know that. And especially if she got the mani pedi with the hairdo, nigga, you ain't getting the truth out of her for probably 2 weeks.
By that time, it's time for her to go get her hair done again in mani pedi. So what you saying?
She been lying.
For two weeks. So honesty comes with messed up nails.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Seems legit.
Mm-hmm. This one chip right here.
Nah, because you just finished last.
Right. Transversion. Right,
but yeah, like they were saying, June 11th is going down. All we need y'all to do is come out. We let y'all know well in advance what's going on. So I don't want to get none of that BS the day of about how you didn't know that the cookout was today. And, you know, and we should have told you. No, we're not giving you a personal invite. You hear the show, you see it on timeline, Facebook, IG, Snapchat, all that. It's your fault if you miss out on fun.
Yep. And free food.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And for the vegans, yeah, we ain't got shit for you.
So, it's grass out there.
Yeah,
so
what I'm saying? You want to catch you a few blades of grass on the grill.
Right. We'll season it for you.
Hey. Slim tried to look out for everybody during the live show. With the food, we not.
Well,
done.
I'm gonna try to get fruit and stuff like that
for the cookout.
For the cookout too, because a lot of people don't eat meat.
They can bring it.
And then I just like food, so I'm gonna. Okay.
They need to bring it. We can grill corn and stuff. I was like, yeah, cool.
Take this out.
I'm gonna get some corn.
We
like
having
corn.
A cookout. If you don't eat meat and you just want to come watch people eat meat, bring your ass.
But don't talk about us that eat meat now.
But I'm not about to fucking accommodate everybody. Like,
I'm
it's not.
I tell you what, if you, because I think Hen is a grateful
there,
person.
Y'all.
I really think Hen.
Yeah.
If you bring
know, some
your,
eat chip
yeah, if you bring it,
if you bring, if you buy your turkey bacon or your your soy burger, whatever the fuck you eat. I don't know what this shit made out of. Tofu, whatever the hell this shit is. If you bring
they
it,
got bean burgers. Too.
Yeah,
that's
if,
disgusting.
If you ask Ken to throw it on the grill, he'll put a little bit of Old Bay seasoning on this shit, throw that motherfucker on the grill and get you right. So. Shout out
yeah, we'll do it like that, but I'm not going to Whole Foods.
Yeah, when I ain't buying
this
shit.
Oh, no,
shit.
That shit expensive.
It's the yeah, expensive yeah. in there.
I ain't buying this
shit. $37
for strawberries.
Right. right.
strawberry.
That strawberry looks good in there.
Right, right. It's a cute strawberry that's going to stay at Whole Foods.
So, yeah, we live tweet every Wednesday night. Show is uploaded every Sunday. This one might be late because I'm going to go watch some basketball. So, yeah. Real Thinkers Podcast.
It's the Real
Thinkers Podcast. Hey, 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 hey. Real Thinkers Podcast. Real Thinkers Podcast. This is Booty Mix. This is Booty Mix. This is Booty Mix.
Booty Mix.
Suck that booty.
I did a
suck that booty.
Miami Bounce Real Thinkers Podcast.
Look at that girl. We got to get ready, bro. Cause I'm playing it at the cookout. Look at that girl.
Get your cocaine ready. It's gonna be a party.
We have this. Right?
Moving through the city so high and shit. Ain't no denying it. She up beside a pimp. She up beside a pimp. So I
pop my trunk and lit it. Pop my trunk and hit it, bang. 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 Pop my trunk and hit it, bang.
Baby, won't this work the way she bouncing? Bouncing. Keep throwing that ass, I turn that pussy to a fountain. The way you move it, so astounding. Got my dick hard as a mountain. I can see you riding this wood while we lounge. Big money on count, like a G-suppose. Proper conversation would get her out of them clothes. Don't fuck with worse some hoes, that's beyond my control. Young and thoroughbred, I bet she get down on the floor. Can I hit it one time to turn you out? Put this game off in your brain and set you out. Cause them tricks gon' spend they last just to get off in their ass. All the while you need be trying to get off in their bank account. Curves so vicious, mixed with these wet conditions. In that Victoria's Secret make you all the more appealing. Now is it the liquor that got you begging for some more? Just bend that thing over, gotta get high and get low. While we
moving through the city so high and shit. Ain't no denying it. She up beside a pimp. She up beside a pimp. So I
pop my trunk and hit it, bang. Pop my trunk.